Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
A good day, great day, and a new day. Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. Today, my expert guest, we are going to talk about Alzheimer's disease and it hitting below the belt. And we have 1 in 8 older Americans who have Alzheimer's disease, and it is the 6th leading cause of death in the United States. And over 15 million Americans provide unpaid care for a person with Alzheimer's or dementia. And I do believe Alzheimer's is among one of the cruelest diseases to humans and heart-wrenching for families. This irreversible progressive disease can last for years as it slowly destroys memory and thinking skills. And I have two great expert guests with me today, and that is Diana Law, who is the Kane County Public Guardian and Administrator, and Kathy Motley, Executive VP of Operations and a Senior Certified Paralegal, and both with Law Elder Law. Welcome, Diana and Kathy, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm very happy to have you guys here with us. And Kathy, I'd like for you to give us a little history about, you know, Law Elder Law and how you got started in the area of law.
Well, Sue, I've been working in the area of law for about 30 years now, but just got into the area of elder law in the last half of that, in about 15 years. After working with an elder law firm for about 7 years, Rick Law approached me, and his interest was to start an elder law firm and to serve seniors and those who love them. And that was kind of our tagline. And it's been a little over 7 years now that we've been working in this area, and we've probably served several thousand families and seniors who are in need of not only elder law planning or estate planning, but also what we actually call Alzheimer's planning, Parkinson's planning, planning for crisis when they've had a medical crisis. And so we've gotten to know lots and lots of wonderful seniors, World War II vets and their spouses, some wonderful families who come in really concerned about their loved one who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Totally understandable. And once again, for all my listeners out there, lawelderlaw.com is their website, and their phone number is 630-585-5200. And Diana, what is the first thing that someone should do legally when they are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, or maybe not just them, maybe they're the one that's caring for them?
Well, one of the things that we recommend to everyone, as soon as they have gotten a devastating diagnosis and they know that they are going to be alive but have a disability during their lifetime, is if they haven't done their estate plan already, they need to do their estate plan at that moment. Especially important while they still have the cognitive ability to be able to sign documents and state what they want to happen to them, what they want to happen with their care plan, what they would like to happen with their assets while they are alive but disabled, while they're competent to make those wishes known to their family and to their loved ones, so it's not left up to maybe a court-appointed guardian to make those decisions for them when they're not capable of making their own decisions, or possibly if they've only signed a living will, it'll be left up to their health care provider to decide what they would have wanted at the end of life. So if people want to state what their wishes are and dictate what their care will be and how their finances will be spent, then they need to come in right away and do an estate plan, especially advance directives, which is the healthcare power of attorney, the power of attorney for property, sometimes a living will, things of that nature, so that they can determine what's going to happen to them while they are alive but unable to make decisions for themselves.
And just for clarification, I'd like for you to give our listeners an overview of the distinction between elder law and estate planning.
Okay. In law school, we're taught as a traditional estate planner, we need to be worried about what happens when our client is dead. And so we want to make sure as a traditional estate planner that once somebody passes away, that they don't have to go through the probate process in court. We want to make sure that there's an emphasis on minimizing the estate tax if there would be any. We want to make sure that whoever they want to get their assets when they pass away gets to those people smoothly and without any hiccups. But what we find in the elder law arena is that a lot of people need an estate plan that is much more powerful than a traditional estate plan, something that's going to help them while they are alive but have a disability. A lot of times we're not dealing with who gets what inheritance. We're first making sure that the person who needs care is going to get care and be able to find the public benefits that are out there to assist them in getting care. An elder law practitioner is someone who focuses on the elderly and people with disabilities, who knows about public benefits, Medicare, Medicaid, veterans pension benefits, and first and foremost is dedicated to helping that person find care, then dealing with the surviving spouse who's going to be most likely alive once our ill client has passed, and after both of their lives and they've had care throughout their disability, then worried about who gets what when mm-hmm. they both pass.
So that clearly makes sense to me. Now, with the a lot of people do not understand the real differences, Kathy, with Medicare and Medicaid and these two government programs. And I've touched on this on other shows before, but I'd like to for you to give it in your terms, the definitions.
Well, in our office, we very often see that our seniors have errors about what they believe Medicare will and won't pay for. I believe they hear the term skilled care, which Medicare definitely states that they care for skilled care, but it's always a temporary, more like physical therapy when you're getting better. We have a saying in our office that Medicare only cares when you're going to get better. So if you've gone to the hospital, Medicare is going to pay for whatever procedures you're going to have, and if you need to go to a rehab center for a limited period of time, Medicare is going to pay for a very limited period of time. If you have a supplemental insurance, they're going to kick in and pay for an additional small period. But what we're looking at is people, particularly with Alzheimer's, who are not going to get better. They're only going to get worse. Someone who has Parkinson's, someone who has MS, Huntington's. These are people who are going to a care facility. Are they receiving skilled care? Yes, they are. Is Medicare going to pay? No, they're not, because they are simply residing in a nursing home or assisted living facility. And Medicare will not pay for those costs. And so we're in the business of helping our seniors plan for who is going to pay for that. Is it going to be private pay? Can we get some VA assistance for the wartime veteran? Do they have some long-term care insurance that we need to get activated? We need to help our families look at what everything that they have out there and help them understand the difference between Medicare and Medicaid, which is really the public aid for the elderly and the disabled.
Yeah, I think there's so much confusion out there. When people that are taking care of an aging loved one and they are diagnosed with Alzheimer's, to find out, I believe a lot of people think that Medicare will cover this. And because they're not getting better, they don't.
No, they're definitely not going to simply pay for your loved one to be in a dementia unit at a care facility, though they need those things. You know, they need prevention from wandering. They need some assistance with the activities of daily living. Medicare does not consider that skilled nursing care.
Oh, that's too bad. And I'm glad that you're on, because it's great to educate people in all these areas. I totally believe the public doesn't know. And what do you have to say?
Well, I would say one of the reasons I think this myth perpetuates is because people will come to us and they'll say, well, my mom or my aunt or my uncle, they were in a skilled care facility and it was covered by Medicare. And what happens is if someone goes to the hospital and has, let's say, a hip surgery or a knee surgery, and they go to that skilled care facility for the sole purpose of rehabilitation, and it is covered for up to 100 days partially. And so I think that's where part of the myth is Yes, if you were there to rehab, it will cover you up to that 100 days. But yeah. After that point, you're not going to be on Medicare anymore there.
That's got to come as a surprise. And that's where Law Elder Law comes in. And once again, their phone number is 630-585-5200. And their website is lawelderlaw.com. They also have another website called Alzheimer's Hope.com, and it is full of information for anybody that has either been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or caring for a loved one that has Alzheimer's. I mean, your website is full of valuable information, as I found out. And that's why I invited both of you on today. And once again, I'm with Law Elder Law. Don't go away. This is Aging Info Radio, and we are discussing Alzheimer's hitting below the belt. And when we get back, we're going to talk about some signs that might indicate someone is in the early stages of Alzheimer's. This is AM 560 WIND, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. We are talking about Alzheimer's hitting below the belt today. I have Diana Law and Kathy Motley from Law Elder Law. Their website is lawelderlaw.com. Their phone number is 630-585-5200. And Kathy, what are some of the signs that might indicate someone is in the early stages of Alzheimer's?
Well, Sue, I recall one of our clients, I got a call from the son, and he had his mom was only 52 at the time, and he had gotten a call from an insurance company in Joliet, and they said, your mom is here and she thinks she works here, and she hadn't worked there for 15 years. And so again, that was what we consider to be a young onset of Alzheimer's. I've had clients say, you know, we found things in odd places. We found mom's watch in the freezer. Mom keeps forgetting to, bathe. They notice that her appearance has become sloven. And a lot of times clients will not have an ongoing day-to-day contact with their children. And a lot of times we get that call around a holiday where the kids have come home and there is a marked difference in mom or dad in the way they relate. Sometimes they become very quiet because they know something is wrong and they're trying very hard not to let on. Oftentimes a woman will cover up for her husband. She won't tell the kids, you know, how forgetful dad has become, or, you know, that he's not, you know, taking care of proper hygiene. A lot of times those early signs are something that in this hurried lifestyle that we all live, we miss. And so it's very important for kids to have a contact with their aging parents and to look for things like that, that they notice that the checkbook's not, you know, mom's not taking care. One thing that will happen is they will throw away the bills and keep the junk mail. For whatever reason, that's a disconnect there, and that will begin to happen.
Now, do you think a lot of the cover-up is out of fear of not knowing what's really going to happen to them?
Yes, I think that not only fear, but that all seniors, one of the things that they fear the most is a loss of control. You know, what's going to happen when I can't drive anymore? What's going to happen when I can't, you know, balance the checkbook and pay the bills? And so there's not only this hiding, but there's a resistance to the help that the children are offering because it's a direct assault on their control. And particularly for the males, we find that that's a huge issue. They're trying desperately to hang on to what little control they have left. And the kids are saying, oh, dad, you shouldn't be driving anymore. And, you know, you're going to kill somebody or, you know, dad, we better take over that checkbook. We better start, you know, cause you know, the ComEd bill didn't get paid for the last 3 months. And so these are guys again that are wartime veterans. They cared for their mm-hmm. children. They put their children through college. They paid all their bills on time. They've done all the things right, and now they see that that's kind of slipping away.
Yeah, that's a very strong generation, the greatest generation. They're
right.
Very strong-willed people.
And I would say, too, sometimes clients come to us and they see the first signs as mom or dad or their spouse no longer has respect for consequences. We had a client come to us who said, I finally had to do something because dad can drive, but he's going through every single red light, and he doesn't seem to care that he's breaking the law or that he might be killed or that I might be killed riding in the seat next to him. And so we often see just that loss of respect for consequences or maybe just not an appreciation for consequences. And, you know, we often have people that say to us, well, I don't understand why mom or dad can have dementia because she can tell me a story about her wedding down to every single detail of her wedding dress, even the color she had her nails painted. She's got a great memory. And what we try to explain to clients is that if you think of your life on a chalkboard, on a timeline from the moment you were born to the left until the time that you are at present to your right, it's usually the short-term memory that goes first. And so basically from the right side, there's an eraser that's taking away the short-term memory going back into the recent past and then even further. And we've told people, ask mom or dad to describe what their home is like. And whatever home they're describing, if they're describing the home from when they were 10 years old or describing the home that they had 10 years ago, that's a general rule of thumb of how far that disease has progressed.
Now, do you see more, too, with all the boomers that are caring for aging loved ones? Do you see more of them coming forward to, say, law, elder law, than the actual person with Alzheimer's, or is it still kind of mixed up?
No, it's definitely a mix. I mean, we have people that come to us because they have gotten their own diagnosis, and we have a lot of people who call us about the concern for a family member or a loved one who they know is having maybe some symptoms. They don't necessarily know the problem yet, but they know they're having some problems, and so they call us to see what they can do. And we always tell our people, our clients, the sooner you get in to see us, the more we can do. If you call us as soon as you get that diagnosis, we can help you even more than if you call us the day you're going into a nursing home or after you've been in a nursing home.
And once again, to call Law Elder Law, their number is 630-585-5200. Now, Kathy, I noticed that on your website you have an article that says long-term care is a woman's nightmare. Can you expound a bit on this?
Well, as we talked about who we're generally meeting with, very often we're meeting with a spouse, the wife of someone who's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, Parkinson. And so if it's not the wife, then oftentimes it's the daughter. Many of our clients come in, and I'm talking to a daughter-in-law because this has sort of been thrust on her. As women, we tend to be more caregiving. We become the caregiver in that role. We feel like that, you know, I talk to daughters who have three or four brothers, but it's the daughter that's there trying to figure out what to do with mom or dad because of these, you know, they're noticing that, you know, mom's telling a story and then 10 minutes later she's telling the same story. They're beginning this 12 to 15 minute loop. And that's one of the very first signs. I even met with a daughter and her mom, and the mom had told me something, and then about 15 minutes later, she said it again. And then she looked at her daughter and she said, I told her that already, didn't I? And they kind of laughed about it. So they had a great relationship. But so often, what I find is really sad is when we're dealing with the spouse of the wartime veteran, because sometimes these individuals, these women, have never driven a car, have never written a check. That just was not their role back in that time. And so now they did hide this illness a little bit. They did, you know, pretty much exhaust their own health to care for that loved one. And now they're sitting across the table from us saying, you're telling me I need to put the love of my life in a nursing home because sometimes Alzheimer's will result in some anger issues, pacing, getting up in the middle of the night. And so that person is becoming exhausted as the spouse that's healthy is gradually not being healthy because she has been providing that care. So very often we are dealing with the wife, the daughter-in-law, the person that's, you know, kind of been called up to be not only the caregiver, but the decision maker.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the basic benefits that seniors need to know about Medicaid? So if Medicaid is coming to the forefront, or that is their option, what would you say they need, that's most important that they need to know?
Well, I think one of the, of all the benefits the seniors need to know about in order to, you know, make the most of the benefits that are available. Kathy's mentioned that if someone is a wartime veteran, they can have a VA pension. And if they are married, that can result in over $2,000 a month of additional income to help them pay for care. It's a huge benefit available for our wartime veterans. And we've even had some younger veterans who have taken advantage of that. It's not just the World War II veterans. But for Medicare, it doesn't matter how much money you have or what your income is. As long as you have put your time in the system, you are eligible for Medicare once you've reached a certain age or have been disabled for a certain amount of time. And for Medicaid, the requirements are much more stringent. There is an asset test and an income test, and it basically does require that you are below a certain amount of assets. And for the community spouse, that's if someone was in the nursing home and their spouse was in the community, the government does want the community spouse to only have $109,560 in assets. That includes everything from CDs to bonds to cash on hand, money markets, checking, savings, IRAs. And also they can have a house valued up to $500,000, and they can have a certain amount of income each month as well. But it's much harder to obtain Medicaid due to those asset and income restrictions.
And you kind of wonder where people go with that gap. I mean, when they don't qualify for Medicaid and they can't get Medicare and they don't have the long-term care insurance and can't afford private pay, that's not a good good thing happening, waiting to happen there. This is Aging Info Radio, and you don't want to go away. We're going to talk about the 10 absolutes for Alzheimer's caregiving, and you are listening to 560 WIND. We'll be right back.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit Illinois Spinal RetirementAccountKept.com.
Hi, this is Susa Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit GenerationRenovation.com.
Where were you when JFK's intern revealed their affair to Meredith Vieira?
The president came over to me and we went into the bedroom.
When Bob Costas confronted accused Penn State predator Jerry Sandusky.
If you're not a pedophile, then what are you?
And Brian Williams got the whole story behind Osama bin Laden's takedown.
We are inside the White House Situation Room for the first time.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, all new, all summer. Thursdays, 10, 9 Central on NBC.
It's become a summer tradition, and on July 21st, the tradition continues. It's Rockin' for the Troops 2012 with Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band.
Let's rock for the troops tonight, all right?
At Cantini Park in Wheaton. Get your tickets before they're gone. Stop by Jewel Osco stores in Wheaton, Naperville, or Bolingbrook. Or visit 560WIND.com and search for the keyword troops. Sponsored in part by Proud to Be Republican, Lang Exterior, and Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is my kind of town, Chicago. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Susa Wacky.
Chicago. And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, appreciate what you have before it becomes what you had. I am here with Diana Law and Kathy Motley from Law Elder Law, and their website is lawelderlaw.com. Their phone number is 630-585-5200. And we are going to talk about the 10 absolutes for Alzheimer's caregiving. And before we do, I do have a question that occurred to me kind of at the end of our conversation before we went to break. What about new laws? Are there new laws coming to the forefront with Alzheimer's?
There are new laws, definitely. And even before we had new laws, there was a lot of myths about Medicaid and how to get Medicaid. And we try to clear up a lot of those myths in our office. One of the issues with the national government in general, they're tightening up the budget. And one of the places that's taking huge cuts is on the Medicare and Medicaid program. And so we also see that on the state level as well. And our state does have some financial issues, and one of the places they are making cuts is in the Medicare and Medicaid programs. DHS, basically the Medicaid department, came out with proposed regulations just about 2 years ago that we, as an elder law community, and also Carrie Peck, who's a litigator in Chicago, he and I co-founded the Task Force for Senior Fairness. And what we did with our task force is we wrote pages and pages and pages of comments, a lot with Kathy Motley's help because she is so knowledgeable on the topic, and other 20 other elder law attorneys across the state. We had a lobbyist full-time. We had a consultant who used to work in the policy department at HFS for Medicaid. And so we really fought for the seniors to have a very fair version of the rules that DHS had promulgated. And we thought that they were very harsh and punitive, these new rules, for our seniors and the way they might just be living their lives and paying for their children or grandchildren to have things in what we call the Great Recession, not mm-hmm. necessarily giving away money to qualify for Medicaid, but we have clients who have paid their daughter's legal fees because she's trying to get out of an abusive relationship with her husband. We've had clients who have paid to stop their son's home from being foreclosed so that their grandchildren are not on the street. These people aren't doing this to get onto the Medicaid program. They're doing this because this is what people do when they live their lives, and we didn't want to see seniors punished for making those decisions. So we did finally, after 18 months, come to a compromise with DHS that we thought was fair and reasonable, and we were very proud of the work that we had done on behalf of seniors. Those new rules came out. They were effective January 1st of this year, 2012, and we have actually recently found out that despite all of our negotiations and compromise, that there are new rules, again, that the state has promulgated and actually pushed through legislation and is now submitting emergency rules, even possibly today. So they are, it's changing some of the things that we had agreed to in our compromise, and it's going to make it much more difficult for your average senior to get on the Medicaid program. And really, when you look at it, it's not hurting these multimillionaires who might get on Medicaid in 5 years. It's hurting the middle class. It's another punishment to the middle class and to our seniors. Also, through the Veterans Administration, they are also tightening up their budget as well, and they have proposed new rules that will actually initiate a look-back period to get VA pension as well. So for seniors looking to get public benefits, it is going to be harder on every level.
Absolutely. And just for clarification, DHS is Department of Human Services.
There you go.
And HFS is the Health Care and Family Services. And one of the things that one of our outcries, I guess, on behalf of our seniors was that the state of Illinois has made some very poor decisions and failed to take in the Deficit Reduction Act way back in 2006 when it was made a federal law. And they've had a lot of bad budget decisions. And now what we said is you're trying to balance the budget on the backs of our seniors and, you know, forget the fact that, you know, all these public officials are getting huge pensions and all kinds of perks. Our seniors are the ones that are suffering, and they're being told you can't get benefits. One of the, our biggest concern with the new Senate bill that became law is the DON screen, and that means determination of needs. In the community, we have a community care program, and we have in the state of Illinois what are called supportive living facilities mm-hmm. that can help our seniors either in the community or in an assisted atmosphere. The screen for that is 29 on the DON screen. The state is raised that to 37, and that will basically eliminate our community care folks and most of our SLIF people, because people in a supportive living facility average about 32. So it's a huge cut for our seniors, and like I said, basically balancing the budget on the backs of our seniors.
Well, that doesn't sound like they're taking care of our seniors. Then you look at how many baby boomers there are and you think, where will this be when we come to a need with that? We have not yet got to the 10 absolutes for Alzheimer's caregiving. And I'm with Kathy and Diana from Law Elder Law. This is Aging Info Radio. When you get back, we are definitely going to talk about those 10 absolutes. Don't go away.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call. ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care. 800-533-6242 or visit MAGALTC.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
If you're just tuning in to Aging Info Radio, we are talking about Alzheimer's hitting below the belt. I'm with Diana Law and Kathy Motley from Law Elder Law. They are located in Aurora, Illinois. They are known as the teddy bear attorneys for the compassion that they provide. They take such good care of their clients and really do set them up for future health care and what will be needed. Their phone number is 630-585-5200. And we're going to talk about the 10 absolutes for Alzheimer's caregiving. What are they, Kathy?
First, let me say that these were developed by a gal named Jo Huey, who moved about 15 Alzheimer's patients during Hurricane Katrina. And so she knows a lot about caring for those with Alzheimer's. Never argue, instead agree. So when mom starts to argue with her, you just kind of have to agree with her and then divert. Never reason, instead divert. So never shame. Instead, distract, which, again, like divert, we want to make sure that, you know, we kind of, whatever question mom asks or whatever she does that's kind of wrong, we just need to say, oh, yeah, that's fine. Let's go ahead and let's have some ice cream, you know, or let's, you know, so it's always that type of non-confronting. Never lecture, instead reassure. Never say remember. Instead, just reminisce with them. Never say, I told you so. Instead, repeat and regroup. Never say you can't. Instead, find out what they can do and then do that. Never command or demand. That's when you'll get mom that will kind of plant her feet and, you know, you not go and be hitting and that kind of thing. So always ask and model. What would you like to do? Well, let's do that. Let's do that together. Never condescend. Instead, encourage and praise. Always look for something that they're doing right, kind of like with your children. Never force. Instead, reinforce. So, not say, you know, you're going to the doctor. It doesn't matter what you say. You know, it's always like, well, you know, we're just going to take a little trip. You know, it sounds like, you know, maybe it's going to be a lovely day. Let's go out and take a drive. So those are important
things. These take patience to practice. Absolutely. What do you think there, Diana?
Well, one of the things that, you know, Joe Huey has spent a lot of time with our firm in teaching us how to have compassion and how to interface with people that do have Alzheimer's disease so we can do the best job possible for our clients. And one of the things she stated that I really hung on to was, if you lie to someone, they can sense that, even if they can't remember. So people can always get that sense if you are lying. So when people are dealing with the fact that they can't remember a loved one is now gone, maybe it's a mother who has lost her husband. And if she says to you, have you seen Dad today? You don't want to lie and say, yes, I've seen him. You also don't want to say, oh, remember Dad's been gone for 5 years? Because this could be, to her, the first time she's heard this news. And she could grieve as if she just heard the news, just like he passed moments ago. And so you can always say things that are true, but not necessarily get her to go into that grief mode. Like, no, I haven't seen him today. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to him today. So it's absolutely true, but you're not going to reopen that wound for mom, and you're also not going to have to lie to someone in order to accommodate their needs at that point.
Well, the 10 Absolutes for Alzheimer's Caregiving is at their other website, alzheimershope.com. If you are caregiving or you have just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, this website has so much valuable information. And Diana, or actually Kathy, I'd like to know, with those looking, say, perhaps the boomers, how can they better prepare for not only estate planning, but long-term care planning as well? What do you suggest?
Well, we began to see that in our law firm. The children who were bringing in their parents who were in their 80s and 90s were beginning to look at their own longevity and their own longevity planning. And they were saying to us, what about us? What do we need? Do we need a trust? Do we need some of them maybe had themselves disabled children that they needed a special needs trust for, or they had children that had kind of failure to launch. And we have some trusts that are called love and protection trust. We call this lifetime parenting planning. And so we have a lot of planning tools to help them plan their estate. And we have, of course, powerful powers of attorney. But we were seeing folks that were saying, you know, we also want to be prepared in case of a crisis. We took great steps, Rick and I, to draft a new book called Cruising Through Retirement, Avoiding the Potholes. And it's at the publishers. We're going to be getting it very shortly and using it for tools for our clients. But one thing that we were noticing is folks really need some long-term care coverage. So we investigated, because we are also have our financial licenses, we were investigating things that would provide long-term care coverage, but not the traditional long-term care coverage. I had clients say, well, I'm paying so much for this long-term care insurance, I feel obligated to get sick. Or I'm concerned that if I don't use it, I lose it. And so we've done some investigation into what's out there for our boomers and for boomer planning, for our clients who are just now retiring. And they're, as you mentioned earlier, that's where the boomers are. They're all in, they survived the 60s and now they're in their 60s. And so, you know, that's become the focus of our new book.
Oh, that's so great. And when will this be actually on the market? Do you have an idea?
We're hoping to get them within the next month. They've already been, you know, it's been to the editor and the publisher. It's all designed, and we're awaiting a shipment of them. So you can also look at the website.
LawElderLaw.com.
Yes.
See if the book's on there and when it is and how they can get it. Once again, this is Aging Info Radio. You don't want to go away. I'm going to hear from Diana and Kathy about safety tips, especially if someone is home or alone with Alzheimer's. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303.
Hi, this is Sue Zawacki, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Hello, I'm Larry Hanover, and I'm with Security One Lending in Schaumburg. We're one of the largest reverse mortgage lenders in America and the official reverse mortgage lender of Aging Info Radio. A reverse mortgage is a federally insured loan that has no income or credit restrictions. So if you would like to learn more about how a reverse mortgage could benefit you or your parents, please call our offices at 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with Diana Law and Kathy Motley from Law Elder Law, and their phone number is 630-585-5200. And Diana, give us a couple of your safety tips.
Well, I would say the number one thing is if you are caring for somebody who has Alzheimer's, never leave them alone. If they are a danger to themselves or others, you cannot leave them alone. If you have to hire a babysitter, if you have to have even a neighbor come over to help you or get respite care, don't leave them alone. One of the other things we've told people is to try using a baby monitor. Nowadays, they have very fancy high-tech baby monitors with video cameras, and that can help you if you're in the other room to make sure that mom or dad is safe. And also, you want to make sure that all of the medicines in the medicine cabinet are locked up so that there's not an accidental overdose or they take a different medication that they are supposed to.
And Kathy, what are some of your safety tips?
Well, of course, you want to make sure the house is easily accessible, free of throw rugs and things they can trip on, that the shower has the grab bars and those kind of things, that they have assistance with that. Also, we really encourage people to limit cooking, prepare some things up for mom, whether she's going to get Meals on Wheels or you're going to prepare stuff and maybe just teach her how to use the microwave, because leaving the stove on is a huge issue for those folks that have dementia of any kind. And so we just want to make sure that, again, they are as safe as possible and yet can kind of feel independent.
Well, I would like to thank both of you for being on Aging Info Radio. Their website that has these safety tips on it is lawelderlaw.com. Also, check out alzheimershope.com. And we touched a little bit on the long-term caregiving. You definitely want to have long-term care insurance. I have one of the best providers, if not the best provider, in the Chicagoland area, and that is MAGA, M-A-G-A-L-T-C.com, MAGA Long-Term Care. They have been doing just long-term care insurance for 38 years. You can call Brian Gordon at 800-533-6242. You do not want to be without long-term care insurance, and the younger you get it and the healthier you are, the lower the premiums are. So once again, their number is 800-533-6242. A reverse mortgage can also greatly impact your financial situation. And I have Larry Hanover, who is one of 38 certified reverse mortgage professionals in the United States. And this is why you want to work with Larry. He is an expert in this. His number is 847-466-1800. And it's another No Daisy May Day. She is at home, and my paw's pooch of the week is Wishbone, a 2-year-old poodle known as the life of the party. Call Paw Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And, of course, Wishbone is waiting with her paws crossed for you to call so she can keep you healthy and active and living longer. And once again, I'd like to thank my guests, Diana Law and Kathy Motley with Law Elder Law. Their commitment to their clients is a pledge to do everything possible to give their clients peace of mind and really listen to you. And I'd also like to thank my listeners, my sponsors, Debbie, my programmer, AM560. I am Susan Wacky, and I will be back next Saturday morning, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it. The real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part.